I invite some of our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. This is an opportunity for us as the body of Christ, as believers in Jesus, those who have sworn our allegiance to the King of Kings, to remember this greatest gift that he's given us, the gospel. Jesus came to die. He became human to die for my sins, for your sins, to make a way for us to enjoy relationship with a God who loves us. And I'm going to invite you right now, if you don't know God, if you don't know your sins are forgiven, right here, right now, Jesus offers this gift of salvation. It's a gift. There's nothing you can do to earn it, nothing you can do to pay for it, pay him back for it. It's a gift you have to receive by faith. Faith is just dependence, trust, throwing yourself on the mercy of another. So the first thing is to recognize, well, I'm a sinner. I've disobeyed, I've rebelled against, I've tried to make my own way. Maybe I've tried to perform by all my good works to impress God. I acknowledge that's trash. Actually offensive to a holy God who says there's only one way, and it's through my only son Jesus, who opened up the way through his blood, because blood had to be shed to pay for my sins. I recognize I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. There's nothing I can do. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Just cry out to him right here, right now. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, would you apply that blood to my heart, my life? Would you wash me clean? Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you welcome me in? Put your spirit inside of me. Make me a new creation. He loves to answer that prayer. I invite you to pray that. Right now, right here, cry out to him for salvation. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to take bread and juice and remember with us as part of the body of Christ, the body of believers who are holding to fast to the once for all faith that was delivered to us, the good news about Jesus crucified, resurrected, now reigning as Yahweh, Lord and King. Take bread and juice, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take, as the body of believers, we'll take that together and give it thanks together. Jesus, thank you. We have nothing to offer but our sin, our rebellion, our unrighteousness, our filthy rags of our own righteousness. And thank you, Jesus, that you gladly take our sin. You took it on the cross. You paid the price in full. And thank you that you clothe us in the white robes of your perfect righteousness. A righteousness not our own, a gift. So that we can stand in the presence of a holy God, clean, accepted, forgiven, loved, treasured. Thank you for this gift. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. Jesus' body broken for you, take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.